And time enough, too, said Mallow, indifferently, for a policy outdated, dangerous, and impossible. However well your religion has succeeded in the Four Kingdoms, scarcely another world in the periphery has accepted it. At the time we seized control of the kingdoms, there were a sufficient number of exiles, Galaxy knows, to spread the story of how Salver Hardin used the priesthood and the superstition of the people to overthrow the independence and power of the secular monarchs. And if that wasn't enough, the case of Ascone 2 decades back made it plain enough. There isn't a ruler in the periphery now that wouldn't sooner cut his own throat than let a priest of the Foundation enter the territory. I don't propose to force Corel or any other world to accept something I know they don't want. No, Sut. If atomic power makes them dangerous, a sincere friendship through trade will be many times better than an insecure overlordship based on the hated supremacy of a foreign spiritual power, which, once it weakens ever so slightly, can only fall entirely and leave nothing substantial behind except an immortal fear and hate. Sut said cynically, "Very nicely put." So, to get back to the original point of discussion, what are your terms? What do you require to exchange your ideas for mine? You think my convictions are for sale? Why not? Came the cold response. Isn't that your business, buying and selling? Only at a profit, said Mallow, unoffended. Can you offer me more than I'm getting as is? You could have 3/4 of your trade profits rather than half. Mallow laughed shortly. A fine offer. The whole of the trade on your terms would fall far below a 1/10 share on mine. Try harder than that. You could have a council seat. I'll have that anyway, without and despite you. With a sudden movement, Sut clenched his fist. You could also save yourself a prison term. Of 20 years, if I have my way. Count the profit in that. No profit at all, unless you can fulfill such a threat. It's trial for murder. Whose murder? Asked Mallow contemptuously. Sut's voice was harsh now, though no louder than before. The murder of an Anacreonian priest in the service of the Foundation. Is that so now? And what's your evidence? The secretary to the mayor leaned forward. Mallow, I'm not bluffing. The preliminaries are over. I have only to sign one final paper, and the case of the Foundation versus Hober Mallow, master trader, is begun. You abandoned a subject of the Foundation to torture and death at the hands of an alien mob, Mallow, and you have only 5 seconds to prevent the punishment due you. For myself, I'd rather you decided to bluff it out. You'd be safer as a destroyed enemy than as a doubtfully converted friend.